We might as well get started. Welcome, everyone. It's good. It was good to see most of you yesterday. It's kind of a pain to wear masks all day, wasn't it? I'll go ahead and we'll start. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting. If you'd state your name so we know who makes the motion.
So moved, Richard.
Okay, we have a motion by Richard Reese. Do we have a second?
Second, Jenny Johnson.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the minutes will stand as written. The financial report, that's behind tab 3. Do we have a motion to approve the financial report? Or?
Looks like Stephanie there.
A motion by Stephanie. I didn't hear that. A second? Do we have a second?
I'll second it, Ron. This is Lark.
Thanks, Lark. Okay, are there any questions? I forgot to ask if there are any questions on it. If not, we'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, the financial report passes. As is, we'll start into the committee reports. As an executive committee, we did want to discuss the letters that Richard had sent out last night. I don't know if you had a chance to read the letter from Burbage and White and the two bulletins from the insurance department. Does anybody have any questions or concerns about those? Anybody up, read them and don't forget to unmute if you have something to say. The one thing that I kind of thought is, I know we've heard on the news about people and one of the letters discusses maybe decreasing premiums. Since we are a cooperative and we set our premiums every year, the premiums will automatically reset if they need to at the end of the year. And as Richard reminded me, we did take a 5% decrease this year in the current premiums as it is. We don't know whether it'll be a decrease or there is the potential of a COVID workers' comp claim. It looks like it's pretty small chance that it could be attributed back to the workplace, but if it was, it could be an expensive claim. So we don't know for sure whether it'll be an up or a down, if you will. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Is everybody okay with just waiting for the premiums to set like we always do normally? Or anybody have any thoughts on that? Quiet bunch today.
We need Paul.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to add, Richard? I'll let you comment.
No, I think you made a great explanation there, Rod, about how it works, how we operate, And then we would be looking at those rates again next year. I think, you know, right now for us to try and project, you know, if there's going to be an impact from it, I think that's, you know, pretty hard to do at this point right now. And so I think the process we have in place and how we've been deliberate and conservative of how we've done that, I think has got us to where we're at today.
I
would agree we're in a pretty good place today. And so I think unless, you know, somebody has some questions or there's some, you know, real need or they feel like that there is to do something different, to me, I think we're probably wise to continue just doing what we have done. And then, you know, I think, and then we'll see what the outcome is of next year. But, you know, to me, that would be the course to take, like you've described, unless somebody, you know, feels differently or has some questions or wants to talk about it some more. I think you've made a great explanation there.
Anybody have any other comment on that or questions that you'd like to discuss as a group? If not, I'll just if you do get into those letters and have questions, I'll refer you to Richard if you'd call him if you have questions. With that, let's move on down the agenda.
Okay.
We need a motion to go into a closed session.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Thank you, Darren. And a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle. And all in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll move into closed session and